Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
We shall read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 3, Pure Devotional Service, Text 17. Ayur arati vaipum sam ujam astam chayan naso tasyarte yakshano nita utama shloka vartaya. Ayur arati vaipum sam ujam astam chayan naso tasyarte yakshano nita utama shloka vartaya. Please repeat. Ayu.
Ayu.
Duration of life.
Duration of life.
Can you lift this up?
Harati.
Harati.
Decreases.
Vai.
Certainly.
Certainly.
Pumsam.
Pumsam.
Of the people.
Of the people.
Udyan,
rising,
astam,
setting,
cha,
also,
yan,
moving,
asao,
the sun,
tasya,
of one who glorifies the Lord.
Rite,
except,
yat, by whom,
kshana,
time,
nita,
utilized, uttama shloka,
the all-good personality of
Godhead.
Vartaya,
in the topics of translation, both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. Please repeat. Both by rising and by setting.
Both by rising and by setting.
The sun decreases.
The sun decreases.
The duration of life.
The duration of life.
Of everyone.
Of everyone.
Except one.
Except one.
Who utilizes the time.
By discussing topics
of the all-good personality of Godhead. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human form of life to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide wait for no man. So the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realizing identification of spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. So at the time of death, If we want to extend our life, even by a moment, and we're willing to spend any amount of money to extend it, we cannot. That means that even a moment of our life is more valuable than any amount of money. Srila Prabhupada had a good friend in Bombay who had been the wealthiest man in what became Pakistan. And Srila Prabhupada was very expert in using examples that his audience could appreciate. So he told Mr. Mohta that in the ledger of your life, any time engaged in Krishna consciousness is profit. And any time engaged outside of Krishna consciousness is loss. So any businessman who wants to maximize his profits and minimize his losses, he won't want any losses. So whatever time we use in Krishna consciousness, I mean really in Krishna consciousness, that's gain or profit. And any time wasted without Krishna consciousness is loss. And it's such a great loss that you cannot buy back that lost time for any amount of money. For example, today is, what's today? What's the date?
26th of January.
And what's the time?
6:45.
All right. So you cannot buy back 6:47 on January 26th, 2014 for any amount of money. And if you've used that minute properly, of course you're here, so at least your body is in the right place. You cannot buy that back for any amount of money. And if your mind is wandering, well, it's good, your body's here, and there will be some benefit just for being here. But if your mind is wandering, that's a sort of loss. So we want to be completely present with Krishna at every moment. Then our life is successful. And losing time can happen in a very in small increments. Say you are running a business and someone steals £10,000. So you can immediately detect, oh, he's stolen £10,000, and catch him. But if he's stealing 10 pounds a day, you might not notice it. But if he goes on doing that day after day after day, year after year after year, it adds up to a lot. It can add up to much more than 10,000 pounds. But because it's done in small increments, you don't notice it. So generally, as devotees or aspiring devotees, we won't waste 3 hours going to a restaurant or a movie. But we might waste 15 minutes surfing the internet, or whatever. I mean, there's so many, I can't even keep up. I mean, I finally figured out what Facebook is. So, you know, like 10 minutes here, 10 minutes there, you don't even notice it, you don't take it very seriously, but it adds up. And in that amount of time, you could have chanted Hare Krishna, you could have read Srimad Bhagavatam, you could have distributed a book. So we should be very mindful of how we use our time. Human life is simply awarded to a living entity, jiva, so that he can realize his spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness. How many of you here today are seeking happiness? Everyone. You have to unscrew it. Well, a living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. So, Krishna is like can be compared to fire, and we living entities are like sparks in the fire. As long as we are in the fire, we have the same qualities as Krishna. But if that spark comes out of this fire, it loses its fiery qualities of heat and light, and it becomes just a cinder. But that same cinder, if it goes back in the fire, it will be reignited and dance like Krishna, or dance with Krishna. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes into contact with any one of the above-mentioned energies of the Lord, through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately open. So Krishna is absolute, he is not different from his name, his form, his qualities, his pastimes, his entourage. So if we come in contact with Krishna by any of these methods, we ultimately get full realization of Krishna. And especially in the present age of Kali, it is recommended to chant the holy names, Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
And by offenseless chanting of the holy names, Krishna's form, qualities, pastimes, associates, everything is revealed. Now listen to this. This is very important. The materialistic way of pious activities, like charity, is recommended in the Smriti Shastras, as quoted by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed bank balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin, without Brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100 and 1,000 times. And if the money is given to a Veda Paraga, one who has factually realized the path of the Vedas, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. So, Srila Prabhupada is such a Veda Paraga. So, any money given to him is returned in unlimited multiplication. Which means, basically, that you go to the spiritual world, because everything in the material world is limited. So that benefit can be realized only in the spiritual world. So now coming back to the basic instruction of the verse, how is it that by the rising and setting of the sun, the duration of life of everyone is decreased, except for one who utilizes the time in Krishna consciousness? This is the basic statement of the verse. So, what's the answer? I mean, the sun is rising, the sun is setting, the duration of life of everyone is being decreased, except, according to this verse, those who utilize the time in discussing topics of the all-good personality of Godhead. So, how is that? Yes.
One engages devotional service will attain liberation and will not be born again. One who is engaged in cultivative activities will be born again. So therefore, one engaged in devotional service will not
be
born. Therefore,
there
is no end of life.
Yes. Everyone is approaching death, but a devotee, he is approaching eternal life. So he's not getting closer to death. He's just getting closer to his eternal life with Krishna. So there is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity, regardless of the proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental message of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Madhama gatva purna janma davidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life. Now listen to this. How many people want old age? How many people want disease? Well, listen to this, and you might change your opinion. A devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Well, yes, in a sense, we don't want old age. We don't want disease. But they will be forced upon us. For an ordinary person, old age and disease are just miseries. But for a devotee who has a sense of eternal life and Krishna consciousness, that old age and disease are an impetus for him to realize his eternal life. Otherwise, we could become too comfortable. We could fall into that illusion of thinking everything is all right. I have my house, I have my spouse, I have my car, and I have my bank balance, and I have my retirement fund. I'm all right. Life is not so bad. I think I could stay here and enjoy. But when disease comes, you realize actually it's not a happy place. I should get serious about Krishna consciousness. And same with old age. So a devotee's old age or disease in the present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. So a devotee does not really discriminate between good or bad, but he sees everything in relation to Krishna consciousness. To give a little different type of example, Srila Prabhupada had a disciple named Bhakti Srup Damodar Swami, who said to Srila Prabhupada that, Srila Prabhupada, I have one department, the BI, Bhaktivedanta Institute, and there are so many problems. I can't even imagine what you have to deal with, you know, being the founder acharya of the whole movement and having every department under you, every project under you. I can't even imagine how you can deal with all the problems. And Srila Prabhupada replied, problems? I don't see any problems. I just see service to my Guru Maharaj. So that is the vision of a devotee. He sees everything as an impetus for devotional service. Srila Prabhupada said that a good businessman, if the market is going up, he makes money. He knows how to make money. And if the market is going down, he knows how to make money. So for him it doesn't matter whether it's going up or down, because he knows how to make money in any situation. So a devotee, yes, he may be in a relatively comfortable situation, and he knows how to use that to his advantage in Krishna consciousness, or he may be in an awkward situation, or in a difficult situation, in a painful situation, and he uses that to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. And Srila Prabhupada said that just like any businessman, at the end of the day, he'll calculate how much profit he made. Every businessman wants to make some profit every day. So in the same way, a devotee, he should make some spiritual advancement every day. At the end of the day, we should see, oh, I did this. I advanced in this way. I had this experience which I never had before. We should make some profit, spiritual profit. And that that will add up. So, Hare Krishna. We have been told that because it's a special occasion, that I could go 5 or 10 minutes into the RT time. So we are 5 minutes into it. But I'm going to give you a chance, if you have any questions, we can spend a couple of minutes answering your question. Or if you have some... Oh. Well, that's what the... Are you overruling what the other devotee told me?
The three English ladies, Jewish ladies, are friends of Radha Goswami, the Victorian schools. They wanted to meet you.
Sure.
But they wanted to go very shortly. That's why I'm
okay.
The council of the politicians in the local area.
Yeah, I'll go up right after. Okay, so any questions or comments? Yes.
I'm not sure if it's directly related, but what I wanted to know is, like, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated that when a person has spiritual endeavor, and when he passes away and is born in the next body, if he is born in the material world, like, his progress continues. But for material endeavors, it does not continue in the same way. But however, I guess, like, good karma does carry on, so how do those two things go together?
Yes, whatever progress you make in the present life materially is lost at the time of death. For example, in the present life, I might have learned 5 languages. But when I die and take birth again, I don't know any language. I'm just... So I have to start all over again. But whatever advancement I've made in Krishna consciousness, that continues into the next life. And even a baby can exhibit that natural attraction for hearing the holy name and associating with devotees, taking prasad.
Can good karma count as material progress, and good karma does carry on to the next life? So, I mean, then in that way, doesn't material progress also carry on?
Well, all karma continues, not just the good, but also the bad. So you can't really say that the next life is going to be better because you did good karma, because in some ways it could be worse because of your bad karma. So the only safe thing is to engage in transcendental activities. I can see you're scheming here to do some good karma and enjoy in your next life. But you have to watch out for the bad karma. And as long as you're in the duality of material activities, there's going to be a combination. So better give up that scheme and take to devotional service. Just some friendly advice. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. We come in. These ladies, the girls,
all right. Now we glorify the Lord and become exempt from the effects of the setting of the sun. Hare Krishna.
Guru Nanak Maharaj ki.
Jai.